Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you need help with, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you, and we'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll speak to Jeremy Murphy at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the PR industry and his latest book, F Off Chloe, Surviving the OMGs and FMLs in Your Career. Jeremy is a public relations specialist, and this is It's his first book. We'll talk to Jeremy at the bottom of the hour, and then get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, the business is blowing up as more and more people are beginning to understand that there are alternative nutritional strategies to dealing with health challenges and just to staying in good shape, staying healthy. More and more people are beginning to understand the power of supplementation, the power of lifestyle modification, and if you want to be part of the ever-growing nutritional supplement field, now is your golden opportunity to start a home-based business and be in business for yourself. Work for yourself, work out of your home, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to be part of the Bright Side Ben team or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also order Youngevity products by calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Okay, our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls. We'll get your calls in our next segment and talk to Jeremy Murphy about his book F Off Chloe: Surviving the OMGs and FMLs in Your Career. And calls next segment 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about this very fascinating non-toxic, not inert. Well, I guess it is kind of biochemically inert. Most of citrus pectin's benefits, modified citrus pectin or regular pectin, which we've been talking about, have to do with the fact that it has a chelating property, has an ability to attract toxins out of the body. But it has other benefits too. It's a food source for bacteria in the intestine. In this way, it's a prebiotic. Probiotics are the bacteria that live in the intestine. Prebiotics are food for those bacteria. Pectin acts as food, like all soluble fibers, pectin acts as food for bacteria. It's a soluble fiber. Pectin is a soluble fiber that's found in the white pith, the white part of citrus peels. In fact, pectin is found in a lot of places. It's found in grapes. It's found in plums. It's found in blueberries and blackberries, apples. Apple pectin is, next to citrus pectin, is probably the most popular source of pectin. You can use pectin by itself as a supplement. You can actually get pectin capsules. And they're pretty darn inexpensive. You can get them for, you get 100 capsules for $10 or so. And it makes a great detox supplement because of its ability to chelate these heavy metals. But pectin's got a lot of other benefits too. Pectin has been used to prevent the metastases of cancer, particularly in its modified form. There's two kinds of pectin that are available as nutritional supplements or as dietary supplements. One is just plain old pectin. And then another is called modified citrus pectin, or MCP. Now, modified citrus pectin is a little bit easier for the body to handle, and it goes into the bloodstream a little bit more effectively than plain old pectin. Pectin is a... actually, I don't even know if it goes into the bloodstream, but it stays... Well, it must go into the bloodstream if it's going to have anti-metastases benefits. So in any case, modified citrus pectin is easier for the body to handle. We'll say that. Modified citrus pectin has been used not just to treat cancer and cancer metastases, to help people deal with cancer. We'll say, I don't want to say treat cancer, but help people deal with cancer. It has modified citrus pectin has also been shown to affect cancer cell resistance to chemotherapy, which is kind of interesting. In other words, cells become more susceptible to chemotherapy when MCP, or modified citrus pectin, is present. Modified citrus pectin can also have a inhibiting effect on fibrosis. We know that aging is associated with the development of fibers, particularly in the circulatory system, in the blood vessels. And indeed, modified citrus pectin has been shown to help modulate the development of what's called aortic stenosis, which is a fibrotic condition that occurs in the aorta, part of the circulatory system. MCP also has been shown to reduce fibrosis in other parts of the body, in the liver, if you have cirrhosis, or in the kidney, if you're dealing with chronic kidney disease. And that's on top of its ability to detoxify, on top of its ability to support digestive health, on top of its ability to help activate the immune system. That's just incredible stuff. And the reason I find this so fascinating is because there's zero toxicity. All of these polysaccharides, as wonderfully therapeutic as they are, have no toxicity. Now, you can get these polysaccharides in various sources. Longevity's been talking about fucoidin for many years, the fucoidin in the fucoid Z or in the Z radical. That's also the benefits are also polysaccharide-based. Beta-glucan, that's a polysaccharide. These polysaccharides are found everywhere in nature, fruits, vegetables, mushrooms. In fact, mushrooms have a really interesting polysaccharide profile, and this is one of the reasons why mushrooms have such wonderful anti-cancer benefits. Pectin, by the way, has also been shown to have skin health benefits, too. According to an article in the journal Cosmetics Design, polysaccharides from apple pectin may help fight against changes to the skin structure associated with aging. This was based on a study that was done at the University of Paris, where researchers investigated the effect of apple pectin polysaccharides on human skin cells. And guess what they found out? These polysaccharides stabilized the growth and development of human skin cells, and they regulated various functions of human skin cells, of keratinocytes. According to researchers, 0.01% apple pectin promoted epidermal growth and differentiation. That means it supported the growth of skin cells and the way skin cells grow and divide. It also stimulated skin cell cohesion. They stuck together better, and they made for a better stratum corneum, skin surface barrier. Now, this was done in a test tube, so, or on a petri dish. So we don't necessarily know how it would work once you take pectin internally, but it sure wouldn't hurt, especially considering that pectin has all of these wonderful anti-inflammatory and immune-boosting and anti-cancer digestive health benefits. Plus, bonus, pectin is really, really cheap. You can get capsules for under $10. You can buy a bag of it, a pound of it, for $11 or $12 right off of Amazon. Pectin, by the way, can be thought of as a vegetarian or vegan version of gelatin. It doesn't have the same kind of protein power. There's no protein, of course, in pectin, and there is in gelatin, but it does have some of the same structure-supporting and immune-boosting properties that gelatin has. So for vegans and vegetarians, if you can't do gelatin, you might want to consider supplementing with pectin. There's a couple other interesting things about pectin we'll tell you about when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls here in just a sec. Jeremy Murphy will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Why are Gen Z workers terrifying their millennial bosses with woke demands. We'll talk about Gen Z and Gen X and the PR industry with Jeremy Murphy. His book, F Off Chloe, Surviving the OMGs and FMLs in Your Career. Jeremy Murphy, at the bottom of the hour, your calls in just a moment. A couple more things I want to say about pectin, modified citrus pectin. Actually, we'll talk about it. We'll continue. I have a couple things I want to talk about tomorrow. But just for today, modified citrus pectin or pectin makes a great addition to your intermittent fasting regimen. In fact, all soluble fibers do. Soluble fibers have a very filling effect. And if you're trying to go a long time between meals, that's what intermittent fasting is. And intermittent fasting is an absolutely incredible anti-aging and anti-inflammatory health strategy or dietary program. The less we eat, the longer we live, folks. Eating is for kids. The less you live, the less you eat, the less inflammation you'll have in your body. The less you eat, the less likely you're going to be dealing with chronic degenerative diseases, and that includes cancer, by the way. And one of the best ways to leverage the power of the intermittent fasting diet, and one of the best ways to incorporate intermittent fasting into your lifestyle, is to up your soluble fiber intake. I personally do a flax beverage when I want to intermittent fast. I grind up flax seeds and put it in water and just drink them straight down. Excuse me, flax seeds not only have soluble fiber, of course, but they also have insoluble fiber and lots of vitamins and other phytonutrients. But you can do the same thing with pectin. Get yourself a bag of pectin powder, and then between meals, do a teaspoon or so of pectin powder in water. If you want to do modified citrus pectin, you can do that too. It's a little bit easier for the body to handle, but it's much, much more expensive, probably three or four times as expensive as ordinary pectin. Pectin is super abundant, so it's cheap, but once they modify it, they up the price. In fact, you can get detox capsules that are just modified citrus pectin. That's how powerful modified citrus pectin is for detoxification. Nonetheless, if you just want to use soluble fiber pectin for extending the time between meals, extending the amount of time you can go between meals, just put a teaspoonful in water, drink it down, or a couple teaspoonfuls in water. Now, it does taste a little bitter, so you might want to put some stevia in there, or perhaps some honey, but it makes a great addition to a intermittent fasting regimen. It's also great for fasting. It doesn't have any calories, so it's not going to interfere with your fast. So if you're just trying to fast for a day or two, if you're doing an elimination diet, if you're trying to assess what kind of foods you're having problems with, if you're breaking out in rashes or you have eczema or you have some kind of inflammatory condition and you want to do the elimination diet, the hardest part of the elimination diet is when you eliminate foods that are problematic to you. The hardest part of assessing what foods you're having an issue with is the fasting part. Now, you don't have to fast to technically do an elimination diet, but it really helps. If you can lay off of foods for a day or two, lay off of all food for a day or two, when you start eating foods again, typically your favorite foods, you'll notice that you either feel tired or you have brain fog or you have digestive problems or you have skin issues, you break out. And it usually takes a day or two off from food for you to be able to distinguish some of these symptoms. If you don't take a day or two off for food, the symptoms go under the radar. You don't really notice them. But if you take a day or two off from food, these symptoms become much more obvious to spot. The problem is, not a lot of people can take a day or two off from food. Fasting is really hard, and that's where soluble fibers like pectin come in. If you use soluble fiber, and it doesn't have to be pectin, it could be flax seeds or any kind of soluble fiber, but pectin will give you a lot of benefits because it's an immune booster and a detoxification supporting substance. If you use pectin, in any case, if you take soluble fiber in water and drink it down, you'll find that you can fast much easier. It's much easier for you to fast because you're full. And that full sensation in the digestive system makes it much easier to go without food. So you can use pectin as a support for the elimination diet if you're trying to discover what specific foods you're having issues with. You can also use pectin if you're interested in extending the time between meals if you're trying to use the intermittent fasting strategy. And then, of course, pectin is also great for dealing with immune problems and viral infections via its ability to inhibit this very interesting molecule that nobody ever talks about, you don't hear a lot about, called galectin, G-A-L-E-C-T-I-N. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. We'll continue talking about that tomorrow as we discuss the very important pleiotropic, P-L-E-I-O-T-R-O-P-I-C, Pleotropic. Pleotropic means multifunctional effects of pectin and modified citrus pectin on the bright side. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number, and let's say hello to our friend, Dorian. What's up, Dorian? How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Ben. I'm well. I was just calling on behalf of my mom, who is experiencing some distress of her own, because after about 26 years married to my dad, he committed some adultery of some kind, and that has been bothering her lately.
I'm sorry, say that again. After being married for 26 years, he what?
He had an affair.
Oh.
And he's greatly disturbed by that. And every day, it's like a... He talks about it daily.
Let's talk about that for a second. Now, I'm not going to talk specifically about, you know, your mom and, you know, the personal stuff that's going on. But let's talk about this idea of experiences in our lives leading us to distress and angst, right? And, of course, when we're in distress and we're stressed out and we're in angst, our immune system is suppressed. We're more prone towards inflammation. We're more prone towards inflammatory attacks, if you will. We're more prone towards a lot of health issues. We'll put it that way. So here's what you do. How do you know that you're distressed? How do we know that we're distressed? Because really, without something telling you you're stressed, how do you know you're stressed? For example, this seems sort of kind of hard to understand, but think about the last time you were stressed. Think about something stressful right now, Dorian. And don't tell me what it is. Just think about it, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you feel the physical sensation in your body?
Yes.
Right. Where do you feel it?
Well,
Just quickly. Stomach, throat, heart, foot, hand. Where?
Well, I kind of felt a disturbance in the head.
Okay, stop right there. Yeah, I just want you to notice that it's a body sensation is what I'm trying to get you to see. It's a physical sensation when I'm stressed. But that physical sensation, this is so important, okay? That physical sensation that we all experience when something crappy happens in our life, okay? That physical sensation is just a physical sensation. It's meaningless. It doesn't become a problem until you describe it or attribute it, or you give it a cause. You say, oh my God, I feel crappy because this happened or that happened. The sensation itself is neutral. In fact, it's even pleasurable. The description is the problem. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the words you're giving it, the story you're telling. In fact, in psychotherapy today, there's something called narrative therapy. Narrative therapy is the therapy of using a different narrative, a different description to describe the trauma and the angst that you're having. I don't even say use a different description, although that's a good strategy. I'm saying just notice that angst is a description of a physical sensation. The physical sensation itself is neutral. The description is the problem. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You change the description, or you at least isolate the description, and then you can take care of the problem. It's in the description. It's in the story we tell ourselves. And this is a very important idea, and it's not just, you know, psychotherapy. It has to do with physical health and well-being. We'll talk about this tomorrow. It's a really, really important topic.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The North American Leaders Summit will take place in Washington today. President Biden hosts Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, and Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the President of Mexico. It's been announced our president will not be taking any questions from the media. The jury in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial are deliberating Thursday. On Wednesday, the defense again called for a mistrial because of prosecutors' misconduct. The claim is prosecutors withheld video evidence until after the defense rested their case. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but did say he was frightened by the media's biased coverage of the trial. Here's one racist example I found on MSNBC and their host, Joy Reid.
There's a thing about both white vigilantism and white tears, particularly male white tears.
Be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
The Fox Nation Patriot Awards took place last night in Hollywood, Florida, honoring a young patriot, 8th grader Charlotte Bevan.
I'm proud to be living in America because we have freedom. We stand proud that the founders of our country have created a strong foundation for the generations to come. I have always been proud to be American and continue the legacy that was left behind by those that created our Declaration of Independence.
As the Biden administration continues to push their massive social spending bill, some Democrat lawmakers want to tap the brakes on it, as America is suffering from record inflation right now.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin indicated that he doesn't agree with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's plan to pass President Biden's $1.75 trillion climate and social spending bill into law by Christmas. Manchin saying he has a lot of concerns with the legislation as it currently stands, as do his constituents.
I think my voters in West Virginia, but I don't speak for the whole country, my voters a lot differently, but they're very much concerned. Inflation has hit them extremely hard. I hear it when I go to the grocery store or if I go to the gas station. They say, "Are you as mad as I am?" And I says, "Absolutely."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The John Deere farm equipment manufacturing strike has come to an end. UAW union members approved the latest contract offer last night. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page of brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine and a search box. If you miss a program or want to review a subject or share a topic with a friend or loved one, head to brightsideben.com. There's 11-plus years of daily archived information, lots of great health information that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And you'll also find, of course, the longevity products at brightsideben.com and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, this is your opportunity to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business. We can help you build your business. We'll be happy to do that. And you can click on the Join the Team link, or you can call 866-735-2470 to get more information. Also, order your favorite longevity products. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos and news stories and blog posts, which are all up at .com. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, which are all up at truthtreatments.com. We've got November specials going. We've got a Black Friday special coming up soon. All our Truth Skin Health products were formulated by moi, myself, in my compounding pharmacy. I just opened up a new compounding pharmacy, TruthRx, by the way. That is open for business as we speak. All our Truth Skin Health products were formulated in my first compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, acne, eczema, psoriasis, dry skin, hyperpigmentation, prevention of post-surgical scarring. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, just 100% active and functional ingredients in all our Truth Skin Health products, and that's why we have thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can take a look at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com for our reviews, and Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com. for all our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today, Jeremy Murphy. His book is F Off Chloe, Surviving the OMGs and FMLs in Your Media Career. Gen Z workers are terrifying millennial bosses with woke demands. And Jeremy's book is a humorous look at what's going on in the world today with Gen Z and the millennials and the workplace. Please welcome to the bright side, Jeremy Murphy. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello, how are you?
It's great to talk to you. Thank you for being on the bright side, and thank you for your very
Absolutely.
Humorous book. Your humorous book. So tell us a little bit about what you mean by Gen Z and the millennials, and then we'll get into some of these ideas that you your F off Chloe ideas. Love the title, by the way.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's a very specific breed. You know, there is a young audience or a young group of people coming into the workforce, and they're very different. They're coming in with demands, and they're coming in with what can you do for me, which is very different than when I was, you know, starting my career.
You?
You know, you were just lucky to have a job.
Jeremy, where are you in the generational thing? You're a millennial?
Oh, no, I'm Generation X.
Oh, you're Gen X. Oh, you're an old guy.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Gotcha. All right. So you've seen two generations moving up. Because the way you're describing Gen Z is how I always thought we describe the millennials. Are they like uber millennials? Are they millennials on steroids? Or is it a different
kind
of...
Yeah, they're uber. They're more assertive. They're more confident. And the problem is with Generation Z is they have too much confidence. You know, because
they've
never heard anything different. Their parents told them they were superstars. They never heard different. And then they migrate to social media where their life is, you know, likes and shares and followers and comments. So they've lived their life as superstars on stage, and then they come into the workplace and they want the parade. They want the red carpet to continue.
You know, that's so descriptive. First of all, I have in my business, I have a lot of Gen Zs working for me, and you describe them to a T. And you say confidence, but I would say cocky. Right? It's a little bit more obnoxious than just confidence. And,
well, yeah,
and you're
a generation that, you know, that never lost. You know, you get a trophy for showing up.
But that was the millennials. That's what I heard about the millennials. You're saying that Gen Z is the same way, except more?
Generation Z is very much a little more assertive, and they're too confident, and they're woke. And this is the problem: is they have all these ideals, and they think that you need to embrace them too.
Yeah.
And so they come in, and they want to know about your carbon footprint, and they want to know about your stance on diversity, and they want to know how many minorities you have working for you, and if you supported apartheid in the 80s. You know, they have very much demands, which. You know, like I said, I was happy to have a job. When I was, you know, when I was interviewing, it was like, please hire me. And now people have conditions.
It's entitled, kind of.
Oh,
there's
absolutely.
An entitlement there. Yeah, so the woke thing. Now, when I first heard about the woke stuff, I was like, okay, that's kind of cool. People are woke and they want, you know, diversity and they respect it. But it got to be a little bit extreme to the point where people like myself, Gen Xers, and I'm kind of on the border of Gen X and Baby Boomer, and probably you, do you find yourself walking on eggshells to be not disturbing this kind of woke culture?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the problem with the woke culture is not the ideal. Like, I support LGBTQ. I support a lot of the things that you know, progressives think we should do. The problem is that we're attaching moral judgment to someone who disagrees with you. And I have a lot of friends who don't understand LGBTQ. They don't understand trans people. They're not, those people are not bad people. They just feel differently. And we are assigning moral judgment to them. Like, if you don't feel this way, you're racist or you're homophobic. No, they just disagree with you. They're not bad people.
So, in other words, they're bringing this kind of cockiness that usually comes with youth, except they're applying that cockiness, like, I know what's right, to social mores in a way that has never been done before, or to social convention in a way that hasn't been done before.
Not only that, they're canceling people. They're saying, you don't believe in this, you have a different opinion, you're canceled. And you know, that's devastating for someone because, you know, if someone calls you a racist, that destroys your career because, you know, someone goes on Google, types in your name, and all of a sudden people are calling you racist. Well, you're not going to get that job. So
or me too. Really or me too, the same
weaponized.
Way. Yeah, the me too weaponization.
Yep. And
yeah, but
your
point
is, once you're painted like that, you know, whether it's true or not, and you know what the problem is? A lot of people in the woke thing, they know this. They're very cunning, and they know just one swipe of a paintbrush, they're
done. They could destroy you.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Now, you sound like a Gen Xer when you're talking like this, you know, because I don't know if you know about generational theory. It sounds like you do. But Gen X is known for, like, being kind of embittered and sarcastic, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's me to a T.
That's what I was picking up on there. All right. So I love the title, F Off Chloe. How does OMGs, and I don't even know what an FML is, but how do OMGs and FMLs and social media kind of exacerbate all of this?
Well, that's how they talk.
What's FML?
FML is F My Life.
F My Life. Okay. Gotcha.
And, you know, that's how they talk. And, I like, literally, once a day, I have to Google what some here. I'm like, oh, God, what is that? And the Chloe came from an email I got from someone named Chloe. So I had sent a big strategy thing to a client, and someone named Chloe replied back, and she said, TLDR, LOL. And I'm like, what does that mean? And I Googled it. It means too long, didn't read.
Oh, that is hysterical. Like, TLDR. Oh, that's great.
And I was so angry. And then I said, wait a minute. This is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You should have just replied with FOC.
Or F you.
Right. Okay, so when we come back, you have an interesting take on diversity. I want to talk about that, okay? All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Jeremy Murphy. His book, F Off Chloe, Surviving the OMGs and FMLs in Your Media Career. More with Jeremy Murphy on the Bright Side right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Jeremy Murphy, founder of 360 Bespoke, respected boutique PR agency in New York. Jeremy was also the vice president of communications at CBS for 14 years, and his latest book, or his new book, is F Off Chloe, Surviving the OMGs and FMLs in your career, in your media career. Jeremy, you have a really interesting take on diversity, which I found kind of counterintuitive, or at least countercultural, counter what the culture believes about diversity. Will you expound on that a little bit?
Well, so if you talk to any CEO, right, they will tell you they want to do the right thing. Diversity, when it's done well, works. It improves your bottom line. You know, having different perspectives and backgrounds and experiences makes whatever you're selling better. The problem is it's window dressing. You know, these groups go after companies, and the companies are, they just put paint over the wall. Like, they put a fresh coat of paint because they don't want to be attacked. And, you know, a lot of these groups start grading them. Like, oh, you get an F because you don't have enough, you know, this ethnicity, that ethnicity. Well, you know what? That takes time. You know, companies really need to start developing talent early and get invested in and growing talent and finding talent. You can't do it overnight. And so the way it works, though, now is these companies are literally put on the firing line if they don't do it right now. And so it's the cycle that happens where, you know, they hire people who might not be qualified, and it's a vicious cycle. So I say it's window dressing because we're not giving people enough time. And by the way, they should have been doing this years ago. It's not rocket science. But now it's this trigger effect where, you know, everybody's so afraid, so they do whatever they can at the moment.
Mm. Is there government, any government regulation or government mandates that interfere with any of this or cause any of this?
You know, I'm not so well versed on that, but I do know that companies get what they call EEOC, Equal Opportunity, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. They get credits if they hire enough minorities, and so a lot of companies race to do that so they can get credit. Mm-hmm.
Instead of a culture of diversity that encourages diversity, they're kind of putting window dressing on there by hiring an LGBTQ.
And you know what? Here's the thing. If you take the long-term approach, diversity works. It works. It improves the bottom line. It improves morale. It's a good thing, except it's being done wrong.
All right. So speaking of counter the culture, there's this kind of meme that there's no such thing as bad publicity, and you're a PR guy. But you disagree with that, correct?
Yeah. Hello. Talk to Kevin Spacey.
Okay, gotcha.
Look, you know what? Anybody, like, you know, there are certain red lines you don't come back from. So there is bad publicity. This whole idea is just spell my name right. Well, you know what? If you were caught drunk driving or doing something bad, do you really want that kind of publicity?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
So that's
how about stupid questions?
Oh, come on. There's lots of stupid questions. You know, the problem is we have to stop telling everybody that every question's smart. No. They're not smart. And you know what? The other thing is, not everybody is smart. Not everybody's talented. And we keep telling everybody, like, everybody's special. No, that's not true.
Is that right? Now, that's not just your embittered Gen X perspective. You're saying not everybody has a special... There's not, like, a special skill that everybody has. Some people just don't have any.
No, you know what? There is... You know, Fran Lebowitz is someone I love. And she's a satirist and a commentator. And she says there is a natural hierarchy of talent.
Uh-huh.
You know, some people are just more talented than others. And we have to stop saying everybody is special. Everybody is unique. Uh-huh. Sorry, that's not true.
Can everybody have the potential to be special? And everybody has the potential to be unique or to do something unique?
Well, I don't know that. Like, I do know that talent is the most democratic thing in the world. You can't buy it. Either you have it or you don't. And people have different talents. You know, some people are great scientists and mathematicians and writers, but that's not something you can teach. It's either have it or you don't.
What do you think about the concept of a meritocracy? That is, like, the people who rise to the top because they deserve to rise to the top.
Well, I think that's ideal. I do. I think that is, you know, if you're in a company and you do good work, you should be able to advance. I think that is the ideal. A meritocracy is, for me, that's the kind of environment I want to work in, because you're judged on your work and your performance and not any other factor.
Do you think that the woke culture kind of inhibits meritocracy?
100%.
Yeah.
Because it's not about your performance anymore. There's so many other factors now. Like, you have to do this. You have to be this. You have to recognize this. You know, it's not about just doing your job anymore. There's so many other boxes you have to check, you know. And one of the things I get so mad about is the, you know, putting, you know, the he, him in your email. Okay, I'm a gay man. I have fought my whole life for people just to look at me for the work I'm doing, not for who I am, but the quality of my work. And now we're asking people to put that in their email. What does that have to do with your job?
Right. Have you heard about this thing called binary? Like, where there's no
one of many, yes.
What's that?
Well, yes.
Like, you don't identify as any gender, and you have
to
say.
Well, you know, there is a publication called Backstage, and it is it's for casting. It's for people in the performance arts, and, you know, you go on there to find auditions. And to create a profile, you know, you put your name, whatever, name, address, whatever, and then you choose your gender. There's 20 to choose from.
Come on. 20 genders?
20.
Like,
I was reading this, and I've never heard it. Like, there was something called Two Spirits.
What? Two Spirits is a gender?
No, yeah, it's for American Indians who don't identify with any gender. There's demi boy, there's demi girl, there's binary,
I was
reading. And by the way, I really think you should be whoever you want to be, right? I think you should be comfortable in your own skin and live your life however you want to. I'm just trying to keep up.
That's fascinating. So what would you say, I don't know if you're a parent or not, but what would you say to parents who have kids that they want to kind of be the anti-Gen Zers of, where they want to be truly exclusive and listen to other people's opinions and be anti-woke, if you will? What would you say to a parent who wants to raise a kid that way?
God, you know, I don't have children. You know what? Telling a parent how to raise their child is really the last thing I think anybody should be doing. It's really it's so personal. You know, let the parent decide how they want to raise their kids. I'm always fascinated by people who don't have children and who you know, are on mountain high and are telling parents, this is what you should do. No, let the parents decide.
All right, let me rephrase that then. So it seems to me, and maybe you disagree, what do you think, that Gen Zers and this whole idea of woke and entitlement that they're notorious for, that at least they're known for, is a result of how they were parented. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I do think. I think, you know, they were coddled. And, you know, and I think a lot of it is, you know, an effect of, you know, parents getting divorced and feeling guilty. And so now that they raise their kids with, too much love.
Too much entitled love. Not just love, but entitled love.
Too much self-confidence. Because, you know, kids today don't learn how to lose, right? Like when I was a kid, you know, you played T-ball. If you lost, you lost. You did not get a trophy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and guess what? That taught me more than winning, because it taught me I don't like the feeling of losing. I'm going to work harder. And kids don't do that anymore. Like, no one loses. You know, you get a trophy for just coming.
So how does this bode for the culture?
You know, I think it's not going the right way. What I think is the remedy is humor. Like, let's just poke fun at this. It's the best. Because it's absurd, and if we throw back at the people who are just trying to indoctrinate our lives with all these, you know, the woke and the judgment, just laugh at them.
Humor is always that is always a great strategy. Is humor?
Absolutely. Just laugh at them. You're absurd, and just make a joke, and you know what? People will laugh, and then they'll look absurd.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, Jeremy. The book is F Off Chloe. What's your website? Is it foffchloe.com?
www.foffchloe.com, and it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Awesome. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Jeremy. Have a great
day,
man.
Take care.
That was Jeremy Murphy, F Off Chloe, the website f-offchloe.com. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.